There are currently 4,875 music podcasts in the world. This is one of them. Welcome to Insomnia Radio.
The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
This is Chris Jurgensen, and you're listening to me on Insomnia Radio.
From Winter Park, Florida, that was the incomparable Inkwell with their song The Tragedy of David Gribble. They've got a new album out. It is, I don't even have an adjective for it. It's called The Stars Are Monsters. If you go to myspace.com/inkwell, you can stream the entire record. I'm guessing you'll get about 3 tracks in before you look for it on iTunes. Seriously. Thanks for the tip from Scott on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And yeah, kicking off the show was Chris Jurgensen with Love Dog, a great, great blues track. And I played him a few months ago, and he was in the studio a couple weeks back and took the time out, you know, paid time out to record a bunch of station IDs for the various podcasters that have played him, and I thought, well, heck, that's a good excuse to play a different track. So there you go, Love Dog. The album is Big Bad Sun. The website is a little bit tricky to figure out, just you know, if you're trying to spell it. But if you search Google for Big Bad Sun, your first result will be Magnatune, where you can stream the entire album there. And there's, of course, links back to his homepage at chrisjurgensen.com. And his home base right now is Tokyo, Japan. So kind of setting the stage for a little bit of worldwide music. I've got a band later on called Zamaro. And they are from Basel, Switzerland. Actually, we're going to hear them in just a few minutes. Let's get some more music rolling. The first song is Go, Go, Go by Valise. And they are from Brooklyn, New York. And then we're going to hear from Zamaro. And I will see you guys in a minute. Enjoy the music. Through the
country with no money. Your love is all I got. Skies are blue with nothing to do. Rolling down, down from the radio on. There's not a single song. Static is all I got. Turn the wheel and step on the brakes. Window fogs up, I take off my top. It's over before it begins. You turn the key and apologize to me. I say I love you no matter what.
Have you ever driven a car after you've been drinking and nothing happened? Well, you're lucky. Here's what you missed. Here's the first second of an alcohol-related crash. Your front bumper and grillwork collapse. The hood crumbles and smashes into the windshield.
Rear wheels leave the ground.
The car's tremendous momentum is stopped, but your body hurtles forward 20 times the force of gravity.
Your legs are forced straight.
Knee joints snap. You're thrown against the dashboard,
head near the sun visor.
The force of gravity impales you on the steering shaft. Jagged steel punctures lung and intercostal arteries.
Blood spurts into your lungs.
Your feet are ripped from your shoes.
Head smashes into the windshield.
The entire car is twisted and split.
Hinges tear.
Doors spring
open. The seat rams forward, pinning you against the steering shaft. You are now dead. Please don't wait for your luck to run out. Don't drink and drive. Use a designated driver.
Brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Out of town.
From Basel, Switzerland, that is Baptized in Sweat, the band is Zamaro. And what a success story these guys have. Here's the deal. I'll make it short because they do have a lot of history. But, you know, remember their hometown. This is where they're from. They're from Switzerland. Well, turns out that somehow legendary cult producer Jack Endino, who's worked with Nirvana, Soundgarden, Mudhoney, Therapy, Super Suckers, and a whole lot of other people, got a hold of their demo tape and decided, yeah, I want to produce your album. Come on down to Seattle and we'll get it done. So talk about a road trip. That must have been a blast. And so the resulting album was, I think it's called The Beast Is On Your Track. I'm going to make sure that I've got the right album title. Well, that's not the album this is from. But nevertheless, if you go to cdbaby.com/cd/Zamaro, you can check them out. Or myspace.com/Zamaro, Zamarro. Or just go to insomniaradio.net and hit all the links, because that's a lot easier. But anyway, check these guys out. Just amazing rock trio out of Basel, Switzerland. Good guitar rock. Love that stuff. All right. Before that was Valleys with Go Go Go. Sorry about that. I just kind of lost my train of thought there. They're out of Brooklyn, and if you're in the New York area, I got some show dates for you. New York, New York, August 17th, the Valleys EP release party. And that's going to be at 8 p.m. So go to myspace.com/Valleys for more. V-A-L-E-Z-E. Kind of got that, you know, new wave type of sound. New wave rock. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm just a little loose today. Not from alcohol or anything else. Just from freedom. Yes, freedom. Goodbye, Albertsons. It's been not that fun. And I am more than happy to part ways with you. So, guys, no, seriously, I am right now enjoying my first weekend in over 9 years, with the exception of, you know, a vacation or two. This is the beginning of something very exciting for me on a personal level. And I want to extend that excitement out to you guys by giving you more content and anything I can do just to make this show much more fun, make the entire Insomnia Radio family something special. And I'm glad you guys are on board, especially those of you who have been here since way back in the day, October, November, December 2004. That reminds me. One of Insomnia Radio's listeners, his name is Sam. He's been on board listening since December of 2005, okay? And he sent me an email, and he said that his 11-year-old son, Max, is now doing his own podcast. That is so awesome. So he sent me the promo for it, and I want to play that for you because it's really cool. Listen to his voice. He reminds me of Zach from the movie School of Rock, you know, the guitar player in School of Rock. And from what I'm gathering, he's got some excellent taste in music for an 11-year-old. So check this promo out.
Hey, this is Max. I'm the host of Music Cast. I play some of my favorite pods of music and talk a little about what is going on in life. I'm 11 years old. I live in MI, Michigan. And I love music. My show is usually less than 20 minutes long, and you can find it at musiccast.com. That is musiccast.com. You can email me at musiccast@gmail.com. Come check it out. Music is music. This podcast is out.
Awesome. Max, good luck. And Sam, thanks for sending that in. Okay. If you guys are out there and you're like, oh, I can't create a podcast. I can't do it. It's too much. Well, let this guy prove you wrong, okay? 11 years old, doing his own music podcast. That kicks ass. Ah, I love it. I love it. I love this medium. I love all of it. Anyway, all right, you've been listening to me for a while. Let's play a little bit more music, and then I'll come back and talk about the question of the week from last week. But first, let's hear from the New Humans. Kind of like them. They remind me a lot of Manda and the Marbles. And those of you who've been around for a while, I need to play that group again. Anyway, Manda and the Marbles, awesome band. They've got that 80s-infused new wave to their music. This is the New Humans with Good Morning, Japan. New Humans from Newcastle in the UK. That was Good Morning Japan. Excuse me. And you can go check them out at myspace.com/thenewhumans. I believe that is the only site I can find for them. But it's pretty clean, you know. It's not too convoluted and banners all over the place and all that junk. So check them out. You can listen to some songs. I believe you can download a couple of them. Give them some love, myspace.com/thenewhumans. And if you guys are listening, thank you for submitting your music. All right, now a few responses from last week's question of the week. It's time for Talk Back. So last week at the end of the show, I asked you guys, what was the first album that you bought cash money with your own money? and I had some very, very cool answers. Via MySpace, Lori bought Michael Jackson's Bad on cassette. And as you guys know, I bought Thriller on vinyl, so kudos. Jill says, the closest to the first I can remember having bought would have been Pat Benatar on vinyl, which I bought with birthday money when I was about 5 or 6. That is hardcore, Jill. Michael from Insomnia Radio Florida, one of my favorite albums, Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet. And I got a couple emails as well. Let me pull them up real quick. Okay, here we go. Sean from the Nefarious Bovine Radio Show says, hey, Jason, just got done with number 95. Great soundtrack to doing some photo retouching. Thanks, dude. To answer your question, which I'll do in 4 answers just because they're kind of funny. First album I bought, and here's the deal. It's 4 different formats. This is really cool. On 8-track, the Jay Giles Band, Freeze Frame. On vinyl, Rick Springfield, Working Class Dog. On cassette, KTEL Records, Hit Express. And on CD, Porno for Pyros. That rocks, dude. I don't quite remember what KTEL was. I mean, I know the name, but I don't remember that track. But Jay Giles Band, Freeze Frame, come on. Some of the greatest pop rock ever made. And Porno for Pyros, really good stuff. In my opinion, not as good as Jane's Addiction, but still awesome. So, hey, thank you. That's very cool that you remembered all four formats. That's really neat. Moving on, next one. Stuart says, I think the first album I bought was, and I'm showing my age here, Love It to Death by Alice Cooper. There was a sort of story, too. We were living on a British Army base in Germany and use the NAAFI, which is the UK equivalent of a PX, which is kind of like a military store just for military personnel. I couldn't find what I was looking for, so asked, and the assistant told me to look in the female vocal section. And then he says, stay cool, which is more than we can do in the UK. It got to 36 Celsius this week, which is around 96 Fahrenheit, and we are not used to it. Stuart, thanks for the email, and I'm going to sound really whiny now. It's getting up to about 85 or 90, and I'm complaining where I live, because we're not used to that. Right on the Central Coast, it stays so mild during the summer, and it's been hot here. Hot and muggy like the valley, like the armpit of California. That's right, Fresno. You suck over there. Well, not you, but your weather is terrible. Terrible. Oh, boy. So anyway, before I get caught up just making a total complete fool of myself, thanks to all of you guys for responding and sending the emails to the question of the week. Very fun to read. I'll have another question for you at the end of this episode. But for now, some more music, I think, is in order. This is Clothes Make the Man. The song is WMD. Enjoy it.
Paper and leaves.
clothesmaketheman.org or myspace.com/clothesmaketheman. This band was brought to my attention on June 8th, to be exact, by my good buddy and writer extraordinaire, Quad B, who is one of the writers for Indie Music Project. And he decided to just write an excellent CD review for them. And I got the song, and I was like, oh, yeah. So wanted to put it on Insomnia Radio as soon as I could. Check them out, you guys. Check this out, actually. They have this makes me so jealous. You guys who have been listening for a while are probably familiar with The Ride Theory, another band that was actually brought to my attention from Quad B. I am so jealous, guys. The music's playing. Hold on. Check this out. They're playing with The Ride Theory at the E-Bar in Guelph, Ontario. I believe that's Ontario. Yeah, because they're from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So yeah, they'll be playing in Guelph, Ontario at the E-Bar at 8 p.m. on August 17th. So you Canadians in the area, go check that show out. Clothes Make the Man, clearly they're awesome. I know The Ride Theory is just drop-dead amazing in concert. I'm jealous. I can't be there. Go and tell me how it was. August 17th at the E-Bar. And they've got tour notes and show dates and stuff on their site, clothesmaketheman.org. Now on to some bad news, I guess. That's kind of a bummer. Hailing from New York, New York, the Neon Thrills were amazing. I say were because now they are on indefinite and likely permanent hiatus, and that's really a bummer. Their album made the Pop Matters Best of 2004 list. I was just waiting for them to explode, and unfortunately it looks like they are calling it quits. So in honor of that, I wanted to play one of my favorite songs from them. This is Two Cigarettes by the Neon Thrills.
cigarettes, an empty chair where you sat. I'm not like that. I'm not like that.
Just because they're gone, of course, doesn't mean that it's still not awesome to give them some support. You can find them at neonthrills.com. Their latest album, well, their last album, I believe, was Sweet Cactus. I'm not sure what happened, but I am certainly going to miss them. I was really looking forward to some more music. Yeah, hey, Sweet Cactus, $4.99. Go to neonthrills.com to pick that up. All right, guys. I don't have a whole lot to talk about, despite just being just overwhelmed with joy, because I realized many things actually about doing the podcasting gig full time. I'm going to be able to watch every Sunday football game. Finally, I'm going to be able to support my crappy 49ers. I mean, that's awesome. Gonna get to spend the weekend with the family, you know, work a normal day shift, and probably into the night. But hey, you know, that's what happens when you're self-employed. Anyway, I'll give you guys some more details about my position. I don't want it to appear that I am being paid full-time to produce Insomni Radio. That's actually not the case. I've been hired as a production manager for Thimble Media, and Insomnia Radio is part of that picture. But we're going to be doing a whole lot more than just Insomnia Radio, than just music. So I'll keep you guys posted on it for now. Thank you for your support. That's all I can say. I say it every show, and it does mean a lot to me. Thanks to all of you who nominated Insomnia Radio for the 2006 Podcast Awards. Unfortunately, we didn't get on there this year, but that's cool. You know what? Not a big deal. Not a big deal. The music fans will come. We'll get them one way or another, and I'm glad you guys are here. All right. More music? Yes, I think so. The band is Thin December. The song is Susan. I've had this in the queue for a long time, and it just seemed to fit in with this episode. So enjoy, and I'll talk about them on the flip-flop.
Comes with cost, it comes with life, it comes with loss. She stood in the rain without a prayer to keep her sane.
The band is Thin December. They're from Sacramento, California. The song is Susan. And God, I love that breakdown, that slow breakdown where it kicks back in with everything. Just that riff, that was great. Been wanting to play that for a while. Finally got around to it. ThinDecember.com. These guys were the victim of another catastrophe. not real recent, a few months ago. But I'll just read from their blog at thindecember.com. Another local secto club has blasphemed the music scene by deciding they are going to switch to a dance-only club, meaning no more live music unless your name is DJ Whitey and you're wearing camo cargo pants and a baseball cap with the price tag still on it. And I shouldn't laugh, but that is brutal. And yet it's so accurate. So... yeah, apparently this is not something that's isolated in Sacramento. This seems to be happening a lot. It seems to be happening at about the same pace that rock radio is switching to country, or just switching, period. And it's too bad, really. I don't know. It's an interesting topic for discussion, really, because I can't pinpoint why this is happening. But it does seem like rock and roll is going by the wayside in terms of, you know, like radio stations and venues and things like that. I mean, I guess having to pay a DJ instead of a full band makes sense financially, but God, it's just, it sucks. I mean, come on. anyway, I feel sorry for you guys. I hope that another cool new venue, you know, pops up in place. But it really interesting here in my little town of like 20,000 people or less, I think it's like 16,000, but there was this big pet store, right? And they closed down. It was vacant for a long time, and then they opened it up as the Dance Pavilion, dancing every night at 7. Okay, there's a disco ball and some lights around this huge, beautiful floor space. Every night I drive by about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and keep in mind it's the middle of summer, right? And there's a lot of kids here with nothing to do because it's a small town. There's like 2 people on the dance floor. So we're trying to actually do the opposite right now. I'm talking to a couple people in the area, and we're trying to get the owner to convert it to a live music venue. So keep your fingers crossed. It'd be cool to have something around here like that. There's really nothing. I mean, bands play in churches and parks because there's nothing here for the music scene. Anyway, sorry about the rant. ThinDecember.com is their website. Certainly worthy of your attention, so go check them out. One more track for you. I'm going to play that and then come back with the question of the week. This is definitely leaning more towards hard rock, easily. This is Sugar Daddy. They are on Thorpe Records, who I have long been fans of because of groups like Blood for Blood, for example. Anyway, this song is Wishing Well. It's real simple. It's real rockin', and you should definitely turn it up. This is Sugar Daddy. Be right back.
Drink!
Sugar Daddy from their album American Rickshaw. That was Wishing Well. The guys are pretty darn hardcore, let me tell you. The good representative of what Thorpe Records has. Thorpe, they're just amazing. Angel City Outcast, Drowning Man, Brain Failure, which is an excellent punk band from Japan, by the way. Check those guys out. Madball, Blood for Blood, Northside Kings, Romola, just, oh, ThorpeRecords.com. You can find Sugar Daddy on that site. And by the way, the theme of the song, yeah, if you're going to drink till the well runs dry, then call a freaking cab, people. This has been Insomnia Radio, episode 96. I hope you guys enjoy it. Before I go and get to the question of the week, I've got a little bit of just loose ends to tie up. Chance at MyNameIsChance.com. He's got a new music video for Taste of the Good Life. It is hilarious. And considering he did this all on his own, I'm sure you can appreciate how long that took. So check it out at MyNameIsChance.com or MySpace.com/Chance. His new CD, 11 through 15, will be out August 15th, and rumor has it that we're going to be doing something here on Insomnia Radio with that. And I think Chance might be giving something away. It might rhyme with my VOD, so keep an eye on his site for that. Also, I want to welcome into the Insomnia Radio family Insomnia Radio Orlando, hosted by Marcy Brinker. She just came out with her first episode. It is fantastic. And just a great addition to the family. So check her out at orlando.insomniaradio.net. And finally, the question of the week. Here it is. What was the first live concert that you attended, whether you were dragged to it or whether you paid for it or whatever? What was the first live concert you attended? And if you have any funny or cool stories associated with it, shoot that along. Jason@insomniaradio.net, or you can comment on MySpace, or you can send me an audio voicemail, whatever suits your fancy. Here's mine, and it's rather embarrassing. The first concert I ever attended, I was dragged to with my aunt and my grandparents to see Reba McEntire. That's it for this show, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Show notes are at insomniaradio.net. You can subscribe by entering feeds.feedburner.com/insomniaradio into something like Juice or Winamp or whatever you like, or you can just search for Insomnia Radio in iTunes. Take care, everybody. I will see you next time. This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio. Check us out at indiemusicproject.com. Do me a favor, though. If you're going to drink till the well runs dry, call a freaking cab. This has been Insomnia... Wait a minute. Oh, I forgot the question of the... I have to think of a question of the week still, so I'm going to pause it. I'll be right back in half a second. I'm going to get some coffee. I'll be right back. Andy Griffith show. Okay. I'll tell you what, this live to hard disk shit is not happening this week.